Greetings to all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
This morning, for our mutual encouragement, is we want to talk about seeing the word of life.
今天早上要与大家分享的题目是看见生命之道。
Let's first turn to 1 John chapter 1, verse 1.
我们一起翻到约翰一书一章第一节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 1.
约翰一书一章一节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 1. Let's read together.
约翰一书一章一节，我们一起读。
Until 3.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
We try to open our own Bible and read.
请大家打开自己的圣经来一起读。
Last night we talked about the first step of experiencing God.
昨天晚上我们谈到要体验神的第一步。
God is the Word.
神就是道。
It's intangible, we cannot see it.
它是在灵界我们看不见的。
But when it comes to this world,
可是当他来到这个世界，
as Lord Jesus Christ,
就是主耶稣基督，
He preached the Word.
他传扬这个福音，
we can hear His Word.
我们就可以听见这个生命之
道。And then we can understand, we can hear His message.
然后我们就可以听见他所传的福音。
So our faith always starts from hearing.
我们的信仰都是从听见开始。
If we do not hear the gospel, there's no way we can believe it.
如果我们没有听见，我们如何相信呢？
So thank God we all hear the gospel.
所以感谢神，我们都听见福音了。
This is the gospel, the word of life.
这就是生命之道。
Which can change our life.
可以改变我们的生命。
Because God itself is the sources of all life.
因为神就是生命的源头。
So the second process of getting to know God.
那第二个这个程序，如果我们要来认识神的话，
You have to see God with your eyes.
你就是要亲眼看见神。
Of course, God is spirit.
当然，神是个灵。
How can you see Him?
你要如何看见灵呢？
So we talk about this today.
所以我们今天要来谈一谈这一点。
The first point.
第一点。
Lord Jesus Christ manifest in flesh.
主耶稣在肉身显现。
So that we can see Him.
所以我们就可以看见他。
Let's turn to John chapter 1 verse 14.
我们翻到约翰福音第一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰福音一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰福音一章十四节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
One, two, three.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的永恩典永真理。
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Here tell us, the Word became flesh.
这里告诉我们，道成了肉身。
Yesterday we mentioned, the Word of life is spirit. We cannot see Him.
昨天我们有提到，这个生命之道，它是个灵，所以我们看不见它。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
But if He decided to make Himself known, make Himself visible,
可是如果他决定要显现给我们看，
He enter time and space, enter human life.
他进入时空，进入人的生命。
Then we will see him.
那我们就可以看见他。
So when Lord Jesus manifest in flesh.
所以当主耶稣成了肉身。
Actually it's God manifest in flesh.
其实就是神成了肉身。
It's Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
2000 years ago, he came to the world so that we can see him.
2000年前来，他来到是这个世界上，所以我们可以看见他。
For example, we didn't understand God that much.
譬如说，我们不太认识神。
But when we hear the message, oh, God is love.
可是当我们听见说神就是爱。
This is very abstract.
这个是很抽象的。
What is love?
什么是爱呢？
But when you see God become a human being.
可是当你发现神成了人。
And then die for you and me on the cross.
并且为你我而死。
Oh, you understand what is love.
你突然就明白什么是爱了。
Just like if we grow up from a family which has no love.
就像如果我们是生长在一个没有爱的家庭。
If when you were very little, you were abused or you were neglected by your parents.
当你很小的时候，你被虐待或是被忽视。
Then when you grow up, you don't have the ability to love others.
等你长大，你也没有能力去爱别人。
Because you have not seen what is love.
因为你从来没有体验什么是爱。
But if you see some children, they grow up in a very blessed, very healthy family.
可是如果我们看见有些小孩是在很健康、很有爱的家庭成长。
They saw their daddy mommy love them so much.
他天天都感受到父母的爱。
And the daddy mommy tell them, when you grow up, you have to share your love with other people. You have to help others.
那爸爸妈妈也告诉他，等你长大，你要慢慢能够分享，去爱别人。
So a little boy grow up, this kind of family, he will become a good husband.
所以如果是一个小男孩，他长大之后很有可能就会成为一个好丈夫。
Because he saw his father, how his father loved his mommy.
因为他有亲眼看见过他的父亲是如何爱他的母亲。
If a little girl grow in a loving marriage, loving family.
如果是一个小女孩在有爱的家庭长大。
She saw all this happening in her house.
她天天都看着家里。
She saw how her mother loved the father.
她看到母亲是如何去爱她的父亲。
And then mommy loved me.
而且爸爸妈妈也很爱我。
So when she grew up, she will automatically, very naturally, become a loving wife, loving mother.
所以等她长大结婚之后，很自然的，她就会成为一个好妻子、好妈妈。
Seeing is not, hearing is not enough.
所以听见并不是不足够的。
You have to see sometime in order to learn.
有时候我们必须要看见，我们才能够学习。
So God has decided it's not enough to just give you the Bible or give you some message so that you will know Him.
所以神就决定，他并不只是要赐下这些文字来给我们学习。
God has decided I have to come down and do what I need to teach you.
神决定要下来亲自做给我们看，他要教导我们的东西。
I have to show you what is life.
我必须要教导你什么是生命。
I have to show you what is love.
什么是爱。
Now, one time, one of the disciples asked Lord Jesus.
有一次门徒就问主耶稣。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
我们翻到约翰福音十四章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
John chapter 14, verse 8.
约翰福音十四章第八节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
One, two, three. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Philip is one of the 12 disciples.
腓力是十二门徒之一。
And one time he asked Jesus.
有一次他问耶稣。
Now, can you show us the Father?
你可以将父显给我们看吗？
This Father is talk about is referring to the heavenly Father, is the one true God.
这个父亲就是指着天上独一的真神。
Because for the disciple and the Jewish people, they understand God is the Father, but we cannot see him.
因为犹太人都知道神在天上也是我们的父亲，可是我们看不见他。
So he asked Jesus, can you show us how the Father looks like?
所以他就问耶稣说：“你可以把父显给我们看，让我们看看他长什么样子吗？”
Well, what did Jesus answer him?
耶稣是如何回答的呢？
Let's read verse 9.
我们读第九节。
Verse 9. Let's read together.
第九节，我们一起读。
One, two, three.
Jesus said to him,
"Philip, have I been with you for so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? You who have seen me have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" Wow, Lord Jesus tell him the truth about who he is actually, spiritually.
这里主耶稣就把实话说出来，到底他是谁。
How can you say, show me the Father?
你怎么可以说将父显给我看呢？
Jesus said, if you seen me, you have seen the Father.
主耶稣说，你要是看见了我，你就是看见了父。
Because in spirit, God, Jesus is the one true God.
因为在灵里面，主耶稣就是那位独一真神。
It's just because of salvation plan.
只是因为救恩的计划。
He has to humble himself as a human.
他必须要谦卑自己来到人间。
As a form of flesh.
成为人的样式。
He did not call himself directly, say, I am God.
他并没有告诉大家直接的说我就是神。
Rather, he said, well, no, I am the son of God.
他代替这样说，说我是人子。
I am the Christ.
是基督。
But in spirit, he is the one true God.
可是在灵里面，他就是那位独一真神。
So Jesus said,You see me, you see the Father.
所以主耶稣说，你看见了我，就看见了父。
So this is the mystery, the teaching of one true God. Jesus in spirit is the one true God.
所以这就是灵里面的奥秘，主耶稣就是那位神。
So Jesus come here so that we can see him.
所以主耶稣来到人间，我们就可以看见他。
Because sometimes without seeing, it is hard to imagine what is it and how to believe it.
因为有时候没有用这个眼睛看见，我们是真的很难相信。
Just like when you buy something, right? You go to the shop, you see it, and see how it looks.
就像我们要买东西，常常都会到店里面去挑。
Or at least now, even though you go online shopping, you have to look at the pictures or video.
就算现在大家都网上购物，你也是必须要看到图片或是影片吧。
Because without seeing, it is very hard to make a decision.
因为如果你没有看见，你是很难下决定的。
So that's why God said, I want to show you how it looks like.
所以主耶稣就决定要告诉我们到底他长得什么样子。
What is God?
什么是神？
What is love?
什么是爱？
What is holiness?
什么是圣洁？
Let's turn to John, 1 Timothy 3:16.
我们翻到提摩太前书第三章十六节。
1 Timothy 3:16.
提摩太前书三章十六节。
This is one of the most important verses about who Jesus is.
这是谈到耶稣是谁的一节很重要的经文。
And also what is salvation?
还有什么是救恩
？Let's read loud together.
我们一起大声的读。
One, two, three.
大灾敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。
Great is the mystery of
godliness. 就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，
justified in the spirit, seen by the angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on the world, received up in glory. This is called the mystery of godliness.
这就是敬虔的奥秘。
This is godliness is about how we get to know God, how we can receive salvation.
就是我们如何认识神，如何得到这份救恩。
Through Lord Jesus Christ.
透过主耶稣基督。
No other way, no other religion, no other person.
没有别的宗教，没有别的人可以救你。
Only Lord Jesus Christ, He can deliver and bring us the mystery of godliness.
只有主耶稣来到这个世界，才可以带来敬虔的奥秘。
The first sentence is said here is He was God who manifested.In the flesh.
第一句就提到他是神在肉身显现。
God is spirit. God is very invisible. It's very abstract.
神在灵里面是我们看不见的。
But through Jesus Christ, you know this one true God.
可是透过主耶稣基督，我们就认识到这位独一的真神。
That's why today we come here to see Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天来看主耶稣。
How he looks. What did he do? What is his power like?
他长什么样子？他做什么事？
This is what we want to see, what we need to see.
这就是我们想看见，也需要看见的。
He was called the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊。
Let's turn to John chapter 1, verse 35 to 36.
我们翻回约翰福音第一章三十五、三十六节。
John chapter 1, verse 35 to 36.
约翰福音第一章三十五、三十六节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
One, two, three.Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples. And looking at Jesus, he walked. He said, Behold, the Lamb of God. There was a person called John the Baptist. He was a very, very religious person. But he was not the Christ. He is the one who prepared Jesus Christ coming.
他是为主耶稣预备道路的人。
But before that, a lot of people follow John. They think that he is the Christ.
可是在耶稣出现之前，很多人都跟随约翰，因为他们以为他是基督。
But one day, John told his disciple.
可是有一天，他告诉他的门徒。
Because when he saw Jesus passing by.
因为他看见耶稣走过。
John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
约翰就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
You know, just like sometime when you on the road, you say, "Hey, see, this is a Lamborghini, right?" Wow, hey, see, this is a Maserati. You know, my children always look at nice car. I don't know how to what this car look like. Hey, look at that car.
像有时候在路上，我不太认识这些名车，可是我的孩子会说，哦，你看那是什么跑车，那是什么名车。
Or sometimes when we walk in the neighborhood, they say, oh, look at that house. That's so beautiful.
或者是有时候我们经过邻居的门口，会说，哇，你看这间房子好漂亮。
Wow, the person stay inside must be very rich.
住在里面的人可能很有钱。
Because we want to look at great things, wonderful things.
因为我们喜欢看见美好的东西。
But all those things doesn't last forever.
可是这些东西都没有办法存留到永远。
You know, after 10 years, the Ferrari or the sport car become junk sometimes, no value.
譬如说经过十年之后，这台跑车就不再那么拉风了。
Well, houses, you know, with earthquake or the fire can burn it down.
一栋美丽的房子也可能因为火灾或是地震而销毁。
Material can never bring you true happiness.
物质永远没办法为你带来真正的快乐。
Cannot give you true life.
也没办法给你真正的生命。
What can bring you life?
到底什么可以带给你真正的生命？
God can give you life.
只有神可以。
Because God Himself is life.
因为神自己就是生命。
So John the Baptist told his disciples.
所以施洗约翰告诉他的门徒
Look, this is the Lamb of God.
看啊，这是神的羔羊。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
Lamb was used in the Old Testament to offer sacrifices.
羔羊在旧约里面指着就是用来献祭的动物。
Because humans have sinned.
因为人类犯罪。
They cannot build relationship with God.
他们没办法与神建立关系。
So they have to slaughter a lamb, let it shed blood.
所以他们就要杀了一只羊，然后把它流出它的血。
So the blood can be used for atonement of sin.
然后它的血就可以用来赎罪。
This is how in the Old Testament the sacrificial system work.
这就是在旧约里面献祭的程序。
All other religion do the similar things.
在别的宗教也是有类似的这样的献祭。
They kill animals so that the gods can forgive their sin.
他们杀了动物。献祭给神，所以他们的神就可以赦免他们。
But we know animals are different than human.
可是我们知道动物跟人类不同。
They are lower, much lower than us.
他们是与人不在同一个层次的。
Their life is not of the same value as human being.
他们的生命的价值也不等于人的价值。
If you kill a human being, you'll be locked up in jail for life.
如果你杀了一个人，你就会被关到监牢里。
But you kill an animal, you'll not be put into prison.
可是如果你杀一只动物，你是不会被放到监牢里。
Because the value of animal and human is different.
因为生命的价值，动物跟人是大大不相同。
Then how can animals' blood forgive sin?
所以动物的血是如何能够赎人的罪呢？
Actually, they cannot.
根本就是不可能。
You need the sinless one. His blood can atone for our sin.
你需要一个完全没有罪的人才可以为你来赎罪。
But in this world, who is sinless?
可是在这个世界上，谁是完全没有犯罪呢？
No one is sinless.
没有人。
Only God is sinless.
只有神才是无罪的。
So he has come down to the world as a human being.
所以他来到这个世界成为一个人。
So he was walking there.
所以当他经过的时候。
So John said, "Look, he is the one. He is the Lamb of God."
约翰就说，看呐，这是神的羔羊。
In the future, he is the one who died for mankind. His blood will shed you and our sin.
在未来，他就会为你我而死，他的血会流出来赎你我的罪。
So John said, "Look."
所以约翰说，看啊。
Yes, Jesus come to the world so that we can see him.
是的，主耶稣来到世界，所以我们才看得见他。
Well, when he was baptized, people can also see him.
当他钉在十字架上，人也可以。
When he was baptized, 受洗的时候。
当他受洗的时候，人也可以看见。
Let's turn to Matthew 3:16.
我们来翻到马太福音三章十六节。
Matthew 3:16.
马太福音三章十六节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 16.
马太福音三章十六节
Let's read.
我们一起读
When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Verse 17. And suddenly a voice came from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So when Jesus Christ, before he come out to work,
所以当主耶稣出来传道
But one thing he must do first.
第一件他必须做的事
He must go to John the Baptist and receive his baptism.
他必须要去到施洗约翰身边来接受他的洗
Now John the Baptist was not very happy about this.
其实施洗约翰不太高兴
Why?
为什么
He told Jesus, you should baptize me. I should receive your baptism, but why you come to me?
他跟主耶稣说是应该你帮我洗不是我帮你洗吧
But Jesus said, it's okay, let us do this.
主耶稣说：“没关系，我们就这样做。”
This is the right thing to do. Let's fulfill all this righteousness.
我们必须要这样尽诸般的义。
Because if you want to build relationship with God,
因为如果你想要与神建立关系
，if you want to worship God,
你想要敬拜神
，if you want to have a connection with God,
你想要与神建立连结
，the right thing to do is to get baptized.
第一件事就是要接受洗礼。
Even though Jesus has no sin.
即使耶稣没有罪
But Jesus is to demonstrate to them who he really is.
可是主耶稣是要示范到底他真正是谁
So Jesus was baptized by John.
所以主耶稣就受了约翰的洗
Wow, and then there's something that everybody can see.
接下来就发生一件事是大家都看得见的
the heaven opened.
天忽然开了
The Holy Spirit came down.
看见神的灵降下
And there's a voice saying, This is my son whom I well please.
天上还有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
This is to show people who Jesus is.
这就是要显示给世人看耶稣是谁。
He is the chosen one. He is the beloved Son of God.
他就是神所拣选那一位独一爱子。
Now this is what we can see.
这就是我们可以看见的。
So Jesus, when he was in this world, all the things that he does is to show people.
所以当主耶稣在这个世界上，所有他做的事都是为了要做示范。
So that we can see he is the word of life.
所以我们就可以看见他就是生命之道。
You know, not only he preached the word of life,
他并不只是传扬这个生命之道
but also he is the word of life, so that you can see him.
特别他自己本身就是生命之道，让我们看见。
This is very powerful.
这是非常有能力的。
You know, do you know why sometimes people do not listen to us?
你们知道为什么有时候我们讲话人家不听吗？
Even though we teach teachings very well.
就算我们讲得很好
Or sometimes our children do not listen to us
或者是我们的孩子不听我们的话
Even we teach them every single day We tell them do this but they don't listen
就算我们每天都说一样的话教导他们他们还是不听
Sometimes our spouse do not listen to us
有时候我们的配偶也不听我们的
We teach very well but they do not listen
我们讲得很好啊可是他们为什么不听呢
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
We talk very well
我们讲得很好
But we are not able to let them see what we tell them.
可是他们看不见我们所讲的话行在我们身上
They think there's a difference.
他们觉得这个看起来不一样。
So why do I have to listen to you?
为什么我要听你的呢？
But Lord Jesus Christ is not like this.
可是主耶稣就不同。
He preached.
他传道。
He bring his voice.
他带来这个福音。
But he also let us see.
可是他也让我们看见这个福音。
What else do we see?
还有呢？我们看见什么？
The second point. When Jesus opened the fountain of forgiveness of sin.Everybody can see it.
当主耶稣打开这个赎罪的泉源，每一个人都看得见。
Let's turn to John chapter 19, verse 35.
我们翻到约翰福音十九章三十五节。
John chapter 19, verse 35.
约翰福音十九章三十五节。
John 19:35.
约翰福音十九章三十五。
Let's read.
一起读。
And who has seen has satisfied, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth.So that you may believe. Wow, what did Lord Jesus do here?
这里主耶稣做什么呢？
At that time, Jesus has already was killed. He was killed already.
那时候主耶稣已经受害。
He was hanged on the cross for about 9 hours already.
那时候他已经被挂在十字架上九个小时了。
He had breathed his last breath.
他吐出最后一口气。
And the Roman soldier wanted to make sure all the people hanging on the cross is dead before the Sabbath begin.
罗马士兵想要确认所有挂在十架上的犯人都在安息日之前，可以死亡。
So they have broken the legs of the two criminals who crucified alongside with Lord Jesus.
所以他就先打断挂在主耶稣两旁的强盗，把他们的腿打断。
So that they feel very painful and they cannot support themselves, they cannot breathe, so they do die.
所以他们觉得非常疼痛，也没有办法支撑自己的身体，最后就死亡。
But then when they saw Lord Jesus.
可是当他们看见主耶稣
When they saw Jesus is dead,
看见主耶稣已经过世了
They didn't break his bone,
就没有打断他的腿
But they do something very rare.
可是他们做一件很奇怪的事
Verse 34,
第34节
Let's turn to your Bible, read verse 34.
第34节我们来翻圣经一起读
103, 唯有一个兵
拿枪
扎他
的
肋旁
随
即有血和水流出来 Underline, please open your BibleUnderline verse 34.
请翻开你的圣经，画下这个记号在三十四节。
This is the most important testimony in the Gospel of John.
这是约翰福音里面最重要的一幕。
Without this, the whole mankind will have no salvation, no forgiveness of sin.
如果没有这一幕，人世人的罪都没有办法被赦免。
But with this, we know we have hope.
可是因为有这一幕，所以我们有希望。
The fountain of sin, the fountain of forgiveness of sin is open.
赎罪的泉源就此打开。
When the Roman soldier used the pierce to cut Jesus' side,
有一个士兵拿枪扎他的肋旁。
And suddenly there was blood and water gushing out.
随即有血和水喷出来。
This is a miracle.
这是一个神迹。
Why?
为什么？
Because if you cut a dead person.
因为当你切开一个人，死人的身体
，He has no more blood pressure because the heart stopped pumping.
因为他的心脏已经停止，所以没有任何的血压。
So when you cut, you know the blood will not like flowing out like a normal human being.
所以当你切开它，它是不会有血喷出来的。
Even with this blood,
就算有血
，It will not come separately with water.
也不会有水跟血是分开的。
Even though in the blood there's a lot of water content.
虽然血是液体。
Is in the blood.
是
水在血里面。
水在血里面。
But without a machine, you cannot really separate it.
可是没有这个分离机，我们是没有办法把水跟血分开的。
But here said water and blood flow out separately.
可是这里提到血和水。
This is a mystery.
是分开出来的，这是一个很奇妙的事。
That means Jesus opened a fountain to forgive sin.
表示主耶稣在这里开了一个赦罪的泉源。
His blood will wash our sins away.
他的血会除去我们的罪
But through water,
可是借由水
through water baptism in the future,
是借由洗礼的时候的水
But people have to see this first.
可是人要先看见这一幕
So at that time, the one who wrote the Gospel of John, the one stood by Lord Jesus Christ under his cross, have seen it.
所以当时是写约翰福音的约翰正站在十字架下看见这一幕
Most other disciples, they have left.
大部分的门徒都已经逃走了
，because they are so afraid of death，
因为他们非常害怕。
But this the beloved disciple, he stood by Jesus, he stood under the cross。
可是这一位耶稣所爱的门徒，他就站在十架边。
I saw this. Oh, people used the spear to cut Jesus' side, pricking him.
他亲眼看见有士兵拿枪扎他的肋旁，然后有血跟水流出来。
He remembered this scene.
他记忆深刻。
I think this scene is so powerful, so impressive. You're never able to forget his soul in his life.
我相信这一幕在他脑海里是深深印下，不可能抹去的。
I think if we were standing beside Jesus and we saw this, I think we'll cry. It's so touching.
我相信，如果我们是站在十字架下的人，我们一定会马上哭出来。
How can God love human beings so much?
因为神怎么可以爱人到这个程度呢
？Become a human being, suffer all this agony and torture and insult.
他为了人接受所有的侮辱，还有责骂，还有这一些迫害。
Even he died already as a dead body, people do not respect him.
就算他已经死亡，可是人还是不尊重他的身体。
You know, today, if a person die, you cut his body, you'll be charged.
如果今天有一个人已经死亡，你还去侮辱他的身体，你就会被抓。
If you mistreat another person's dead body, you'll be charged separately.
你如果去侮辱一个人一个尸体，你还是你会被抓。
Mishandling the dead body.
你是没有好好的处理还有对待这个尸体。
So they cut Jesus' dead body.
所以他们这样对待耶稣的身体。
But because of that cut, that fountain of sin is open.
可是因为这一下扎他的肋旁，血跟水就流出来。
So sometimes we think, what have we done so that we can deserve the grace of Christ, Christ Jesus?
所以有时候我们想一想，我们到底是做了什么好事，可以来承受这样的救恩
？Are we good person?
我们是好人吗
？No, we were sinner.
不，我们是罪人。
We didn't deserve this grace.
我们并不值得主耶稣这样做。
But Lord Jesus Christ let John who see it.
可是主耶稣让约翰看见这一幕。
And wrote down this testimony.
并写下这个见证。
And today we know this is happening.
所以今天我们也知道这事正在发生。
Every time when we go to the living water to perform water baptism.
每一次当我们来到河边去施行洗礼的时候。
Before we baptize, we pray, Holy Spirit testify.
每一次我们祷告，圣灵就做见证。
Wow, and the blood of Jesus is in the water.
主耶稣的血就在水里面。
The fountain of sin is open.
除罪的泉源就此打开。
There's a lot of time our brother and sister or truth seeker they seen the blood.
有很多次主耶稣的门徒，包括弟兄姐妹还有慕道者都看见这一幕。
When I was in Vancouver,
当我在温哥华
，at least two or three brothers.Who, when they were receiving water baptism, they have seen this vision.
至少有两三位信徒看见这样的情景。
The latest one was about 4 years ago.
最靠近的是大概四年前。
When the water baptism was conducted.
当洗礼正在进行。
There was the brother. I mean that the person who received the water baptism when he was inside the water.
有个弟兄在当时是慕道者，然后他进入水里面。
Wow, when we close his eye, but we enter the water.
当他在进到水里面的时候，他眼睛闭起来。
Suddenly, you see all the blood is in his vision.
突然，他看见眼前一片红。
We know that under the water is very dark, it's an ocean, you cannot see any light.
我们知道在水里面，特别是在海里面，是很深的颜色，你没有办法看见任何的光。
Usually only dark.
你闭着眼睛，你只会就是黑黑的。
But during that in the water, he saw all this.Color turned into blood color, very clear.
所以在水里面，他居然闭着眼看到全部都是红色。
He didn't mention it to us during the water baptism.
当时他并没有说什么。
But after a few days,
在经过几天之后
，when we visit him again,
我们去他家里访问他。
He said I saw something very special.
他说我洗礼那一天看见很特别的事情。
I saw blood when I entered the water.
我在水里面看见了血。
Wow, we told him, thank God, God let you see in spirit, really the blood of Jesus, the fountain.Of forgiveness of sin.
我们告诉他，在水里面，你真的看见主耶稣的赦罪泉源。
This is very precious in true Jesus Church because we are totally according to the Bible.
在真耶稣教会里面，这是非常宝贵的，因为真耶稣教会是完全按照圣经的。
So are we ready to receive this wonderful grace of Lord Jesus?
所以，请问我们是不是已经准备好要接受这份美好的救恩呢？
Now we're going to think about the third point.
现在我们要谈到第三点。
When Lord Jesus Christ resurrected, people also see it.
当主耶稣复活的时候，人也是看见。
Let's turn to John chapter 20, verse 7.
我们翻到约翰福音二十章第七节。
John chapter 20, verse 7.
约翰福音二十章第七节。
Let's read together. John chapter 20, verse 7.
约翰福音二十章第七节。
And
the handkerchief that had been around his head and not lying with the linen cloth,
but fold together in a place by itself. Verse 8. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. After Jesus was killed, he was put into the tomb.
当主耶稣被害之后，他被放到坟墓里。
The third day, the disciple Simon Peter and other disciple went to the tomb to try to find Jesus.
第三天之后，彼得和门徒出来往坟墓那里去找主耶稣。
Maybe they try to use the spies to work on Jesus or something. Maybe they will try to use the spies 香料啊，可能那些妇女啊 ，the woman 啊 ，using the spies to also look for Jesus.
或许他们是要拿香料去膏主耶稣。
But when they go to the tomb, they saw nothing.
可是当他们去到坟墓，什么都没有。
It's an empty tomb.
是空的。
They only see the linen cloth folded together in a place by itself.
他们只有看见细麻布还在那边。
Oh, they saw this.
他们看见了。
And they believe.
就相信。
So sometimes you have to see something, you have to see evidence so that you can believe.
所以有时候你必须要看见证据，你才会相信。
This is the beginning in our faith, all built with seeing.
这就是代表我们信仰的刚开始的时候，我们都需要看见。
Yes, we need to see.
是的，我们需要看见。
We need to see the grace of God.
我们需要看见神的恩典。
We need to see miracles, sometimes testimony.
需要听见见证，看见神迹。
Yes, this is we need to see.
是的，我们需要看见。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
我们翻到约翰福音二十章。
Jesus let them to see, no problem.
主耶稣让他们看见。
Because Thomas was asking, I must see to believe it.
因为多马说，我必须要看见才能相信。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
看到约翰福音二十章。
Chapter 20, verse 19 to 20.
第十九二十节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
Chapter 20, verse 19.
第二十章十九节。
103.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了
耶稣来站在当中对他们说愿你们平安 Verse 20 When he had said this he showed them his hands and his side Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord The disciples didn't quite believe Lord Jesus Christ at the beginning
有一些门徒在刚开始的时候还不太相信耶稣复活。
They didn't believe that Jesus has resurrected.
不太相信耶稣已经复活。
Yeah, they heard that it was an empty tomb, but doesn't mean Jesus has resurrected, right?
是的，他们说听说这个坟墓是空的，可是不代表耶稣活过来了。
Some people are very skeptical.
有些人还非常硬心。
Some people can argue.
他们可以强辩。
Yeah, somebody have stolen Jesus' dead body.
可能有人把耶稣的尸体偷走吧。
So to try to make a conspiracy theory.
所以就要制造一些谣言。
阴谋论呢？
阴谋论。
Nowadays in our society, there's a conspiracy theory is very common. Everything can be a conspiracy.
现在在社会上流行着这个阴谋论的传言。
Like that, we know that the human being, American, had gone to the moon in the 60s, but people say, oh, it's a conspiracy.
就像我们知道，美国在60年代已经上了太空，可是有人说这只是谣言。
月亮登陆啊。
登陆月球。
This is a conspiracy. People make it up using movie, even a back set.
说这个只是电影里面的特效，其实只是阴谋论而已。
Some people say 911 is a conspiracy.
也有人说911不是真的。
It's America. You know, they make this up themselves, plan it themselves.
说美国人自己策划这个行动，然后制造这个新闻。
Everything in this world nowadays, some people have skeptical, saying some conspiracy theory.
现在在世界上有很多的谣言或者是阴谋论。
Some people can also say Jesus' resurrection is a conspiracy.
也有人说耶稣的复活其实只是阴谋论。
It's the Christian who have stolen their body, his body, and then claim that Jesus resurrected.
是有一些他的门徒把他的尸体偷走，然后对外面说他已经复活了。
But can this conspiracy stand?
可是这个阴谋论能够成立吗
？No，
不行。
Because there's a group of people who have seen this word of life.
因为有一群人看见这一份生命之道。
Wait, we mentioned who is the word of life?
刚刚我们已经提过谁是生命之道。
Word of life is Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣。
He is God.
他是神。
Come to the world in flesh.
来到这个世间成为肉身
because God is the sources of life
因为神是生命的源头
even though you remove him even though you kill him physically
就算你把他的肉身毁坏，
He can come back to life.
他还是可以活过来。
Because there's something so strong, so strong.
因为他的内在是非常强大。
Just like you cut the branches, right? But the root is still there, so the tree can continue to grow.
所以就算你把一棵树的树枝砍掉，可是因为它的根还在，所以它还是可以继续成长。
Because the sources is still there.
因为它的源头还在。
So they kill Jesus.
所以他们杀了耶稣。
But Jesus wants to show them, I am the word of life.
可是主耶稣要告诉他们，我是生命之道。
How can Jesus show them I'm the word of life?
主耶稣是如何显示给他们看呢？
Jesus showed them their hands, his hand.
主耶稣给他们看他的手。
Show them his side.
还有肋旁。
I have resurrected. This is my body. You can see it. You can even touch it.
我已经复活了，这是我的身体，你可以看见，也可以摸。
Show to the people.
显示给人看。
Wow, this kind of seeing is unbelievable. It is so strong. It's very, very impressive.
所以这一幕是非常震撼的。
So that makes all these disciples from then on, they're willing to die for Lord Jesus.
所以从那一刻开始，门徒就有决心，并且愿意为主耶稣而死。
In the early days, the Christian, most of them die as a martyr.
在第一世纪，其实很多的基督徒都是殉道而死的。
They die for their faith.
他们为了这份信仰而死。
They tell people Jesus has resurrected. You have to believe in him.
他们不断的传福音，说主耶稣已经复活，你们必须相信他。
But the Jewish people and the Romans they kill them.
可是犹太人还有当时的罗马人都起来逼迫他们。
But they don't care.
可是他们不在乎。
They don't care. You kill me, I will keep preaching.
你要杀我没关系，我们会继续传。
I can die, but I must keep preaching. Jesus has resurrected.
我可以为这件事而死，可是我不会停止的。
Now, can you imagine if someone so stupid?
你可以想象有人这么笨吗？
Will somebody preach a lie and willing to die for the lie?
有人会传扬一个谎言，然后愿意为了这个谎言而死吗？
Will you die for a lie?
你会愿意为谎言而死吗？
Will you make up a lie and preach it and then die for it?
你会愿意传扬这个谎言，然后为它而死吗？
No one is so stupid.
没有人是这么笨的。
This is for sure.
这是确定的。
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out.
你不需要是一个科学家而来证明这一点。
Why they are willing to die for this?
为什么他们愿意为这件事而死？
Because they have seen it.
因为他们已经看见了。
They have seen Jesus resurrect.
亲眼看见耶稣的复活。
They have seen this word of life in their eyes.
所以他们眼前活活的就有这个生命之道。
Now, today, 2,000 years after Jesus resurrected,
现在是主耶稣已经复活之后的2000年。
We still have the same faith.
我们还是有一样的信心。
Even though we have not physically seen Jesus resurrected,
即使我们没有用这一双肉眼亲眼看见耶稣复活。
But by the Holy Spirit, we understand.
可是透过圣灵，我们明白。
Because when Holy Spirit came down,
因为圣灵降下
is to show us to prove of that.Jesus has resurrected.
是告诉我们，并且证明主耶稣已经复活。
And most importantly, a lot of members, because we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, we have really seen the glory of God.
特别是很多的门徒都看见，所以我们也想望看见这样的荣耀。
Let's turn to John chapter 11, verse 40.
我们看约翰福音11章40节。
John 11, verse 40.
11章40节。
John 11 verse 40.
约翰福音十一章四十节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
One, two, three.
耶稣说，
Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Yes, even though today we are not the one who physically present when Jesus resurrect and show it to us.
是的，今天我们可能不是站在耶稣身边看到他复活的。
But we receive the Holy Spirit, we experience God.
可是当我们得到圣灵，我们就体验到神。
And also in our life, we have seen, wow, God guide us, God help us, God be with us every step of the way.
并且我们在生命当中也看见身边的人，大家都是得到主耶稣的引领、照顾还有保护。
So it's just like we have seen God.
所以就像我们亲眼看见神一样。
We've seen His glory.
我们看见他的荣耀。
Even though sometimes in suffering, sometimes in the suffering and trials.
即使我们在考验还有痛苦当中，
Actually, we are even closer to God than before.
我们其实在这样的考验当中是特别更亲近神的。
So when you believe in this word of life, you will see the glory of God.
所以当你看见这个生命的之道，你就看见神的荣耀。
You can ask the people beside you.
你可以问一问身边的弟兄姐妹。
You can ask some member who have believed in all their life or believed in very long.
你可以问一问这些信主很久的弟兄姐妹。
Why you believe in Lord Jesus?
为什么你要相信主呢？
They will tell you a lot of testimony.
他们会告诉你很多他们生命的见证。
Yes, I've seen God's working in my life.
是的，我看见神在我生命里动工。
And if you have the same faith, believe in this word of life.
所以如果你有这样同样的信心，你也可以看见这个生命之道。
You will also see him.
你也会看见。
Not physically, but spiritually.
不是用肉眼看见，而是灵里面看见。
Finally, point number five. After a person believes, his change will also be seen by others.
最后是一个人信主之后的改变也是看得见的。
Because he received the word of life.
因为他领受了生命之道。
He changed.
他就生命改变。
People see this change.
身边的人也看得见这样的改变。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5, verse 19.
我们来翻到《使徒行传》第五章十九节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 19.
《使徒行传》第五章十九节。
19 to 20.
十九到二十节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 19 to 20.
使徒行传五章十九到二十节。
Let's read.
一起读。
But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison door and brought them out and said, "Go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." Here tell the disciples they were put into the prison and was beaten up.Was tortured because they preached the gospel.
这里讲到门徒为了传扬福音而被关到监牢里，并且被虐待。
Can you imagine if today you are put in the prison just because you are a member of this church?
你可以想象吗？今天你被关到监牢里，就因为你是真教会的信徒。
How will you feel?
你的感觉是什么
？You cannot go home.
你不能回家。
You were beaten up. You were locked up in a jail.
你被鞭打，你被放在监牢里。
How will you feel?
你的感觉是什么
？However, at that time.When they were in the prison.
可是在那时候，他们在监狱里的时候，
There was a miracle happened.
发生了一件大神迹。
The angel of the law opened the prison door and released them.
天使开了监狱的门，把他们带出来。
You know, angel is real. God is real, and angel is real.
神是真的，当然天使也是真的。
Before your time is up, you will never die.
在你生命的尽头那一天还没到之前，你是不会死的。
Everyone have assigned a time by God.
每一个人在生命的尽头那一天都是神所计划的。
Before that time, even though you encounter very much difficulties or dangerous situation,
在那天还没到之前，即使你遇到极大的挑战或是危险，
or you are very sick,
或者是你生很重的病，
but before that day come, you will not die.
可是，在那天还没到之前，你是死不了的。
You have to believe this is what the Bible says.
你要非常相信，因为这是圣经说的。
Because everyone have an assigned time.
因为每一个人都有自己的时间。
Yes, we have to do our duty. We have to do our protection. We have to try our best.
是的，我们应该要尽自己的责任，保护好自己。
But do not over worry.
可是不要担心太多。
Because your time is not up to you to control it.
因为你要离开的那一天不是你自己决定的。
At that time, the disciple time is not up.
在那时候，门徒他们的时间还没到。
God will not allow them to die.
所以神不会让他们死的。
So God sent angel, open the door of the gate for them, release them.
所以神就差天使来带他们出来
，and then tell them, go stand in the temple,
并且告诉他们你们去站在殿里
，speak to the people all the words of this life,
把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。
Wow, can you imagine? They need to have a big courage to do this.
你可以想象吗？他们需要有很大的勇气才能做这件事。
If they go back to the temple, maybe people will arrest them the next day.
如果他们回到这个殿里面去传讲，那可能搞。隔一天就会再被抓起来。
Don't they afraid to be arrested again?
他们不害怕再被抓进去监牢吗？
These very same Jews are the same one who crucified Jesus.
这一群犹太人就是当初钉死主耶稣的那一群人。
If you were the disciple, will you go back to the temple to preach next day?
如果你是门徒，你会回到殿里面去宣扬福音吗？
Or you try to run and escape and protect your own life?
或是你会赶快趁这个机会逃跑去躲起来呢
？But for them, the disciple, their life has transformed.
可是这时候的门徒，他们生命已经有了转变。
Now for me, they say they think life, physical life is not important anymore.
他们说自己的生命再也不重要。
I want to bring the message to save the people's soul.
我要把生命的道传给我的百姓。
So after a person receives this word of life, other people can see it.
所以当门徒领受了这个生命之道，人都可以看见。
We can see this word of life so that we believe.
我们可以看见这样生命的转变，所以我们相信。
When other people see you change, they also can believe.
当你身边的人看到你生命的转变，他们也会相信。
Just come back from Los Angeles.
我才刚从洛杉矶回来。
And then I assist, thank God, we assist a spiritual convocation there.
感谢主，我是去那边协助一个灵恩布道会。
Talk to some truth seekers.
好，我有一个机会跟慕道者说话。
And talk to some members.
也有机会跟信徒说话。
Usually I ask them, what bring you to this church?
通常我会问他们是你是怎么来到教会的。
What bring you to Christ?
是如何来认识基督的。
A person answered me.
有一个人这样回答我。
You know, when I come to the church, I really see the love of Lord Jesus.
当我来到教会，我真的看见主耶稣的爱。
Everyone is so loving.
每一个人都很爱我。
And when I come to this church,
当我来到教会，
I really see that God is with us.
真的看见神的同在。
I can experience God.
我可以体验到神。
I can see God is working through the people.
我可以看见神在每一个人身上的动工。
Yes, they can see.
是的，他们有看见。
If they can see, they will believe.
如果他们真的在我们信徒身上看见，那他们就会相信。
If your family member can see you change,
如果你家人看见你改变，
they will believe.
他们也会相信。
If your friends see you change,
如果你的朋友看见你改变，
they will believe.
他们也会相信。
The word of life can be seen.
生命之道是可以被看见的。
Are you seeing it?
你看见了吗？
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起来唱诗。